From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In his final national security speech, President Barack Obama Tuesday told U.S. military personnel at MacDill Air Force Base in Florida that no foreign terrorist organization has successfully planned and executed an attack on the U.S. homeland during his tenure. Discussing his administration's eight-year counterterrorism efforts, Mr. Obama said al-Qaeda has been all but defeated.
Plots directed from within Afghanistan and Pakistan have been consistently disrupted. Its leadership has been decimated. Dozens of terrorist leaders have been killed. Osama bin Laden is dead.
He also insisted Islamic State is on the run.
Working with European allies who've suffered terrible attacks, we've strengthened intelligence sharing and cut in half the flow of foreign fighters to ISIL. We've worked with our tech sector to support efforts to push back on terrorist messages on social media that motivate people to kill. A recent study shows that ISIL's propaganda has been cut in half.
Mr. Obama, who leaves office in just 6 weeks, said the U.S. will not be able to destroy terrorism with military might alone. He called for a pursuit of a smart strategy that upholds U.S. values and the rule of law. Ghanaians are casting ballots Wednesday in a tight race seen as a referendum on the 4 years of incumbent President John Mahama, who faces a stiff challenge from real estate developer Nana Akufo-Addo. There are five other presidential candidates. Dozens of parliamentary seats are also at stake. The death toll from an earthquake in Indonesia Wednesday reached at least 25, with hundreds injured. The quake, measuring 6.4 in magnitude, struck off Aceh province on Indonesia's Sumatra Island. Buildings were damaged in a small town. A massive 9.2 magnitude quake struck the area in late 2004, killing tens of thousands. This is VOA News.